On balance, your level of confidence is above average, although you clearly lack some elements of self-esteem and feelings of self-worth. You are the sort of person who can usually take care of yourself in a variety of situations, though you're unlikely to be picked out as someone with supreme confidence. But don't let that worry you too much. Remember that often the people who exude confidence have very little to back it up. Show-offs have very little to commend them, and as the saying goes, empty vessels make the most noise. I doubt very much that you are either a show-off or an empty vessel. And if you put your mind to it, you could figuratively paint quite an attractive self-portrait, even with a few warts and all. But you must look to yourself to identify your weaknesses. I suspect there are some areas in your life where you lack confidence. It may be in your professional life alone, or in your social life, perhaps in your love or marriage, or some of both. Your confidence is an asset which you must preserve, and you can only preserve it by letting it pervade all aspects of your life. A person who is supremely confident in his or her marriage can be reduced to a miserable state of low self-esteem if this marriage fails. The chances are you've achieved more in life than you give yourself credit for, even in the spheres where you are not supremely confident. So look closely at those weaker areas of your life. When you do, I guarantee you'll be able to give them renewed values. And if you can break free of the shackles of your own low self-esteem in any small sphere, however trivial, you can build up a total self-confidence which will see you through any crisis. I do hope you found this interesting and perhaps helpful.